Chetan, let's start our look ahead to the Indian Premier League 2013 with the reigning champions Kolkata Knight Riders. Obviously had an outstanding tournament last time around. What would you say their particular strengths are going to this year's tournament, looking, of course, to retain their title?
Well, John, I think they're looking very good. In fact, when you look at the way they went about their auction this year, they didn't really do a lot in that particular auction. And I spoke to their coach, Vijay Daya, and he told me that they are very, very set in their plan. It just says that this particular team is, at the moment, really, really confident. And, when you're talking about confidence, you're talking about ability of the players to know how their game evolves, what their game shapes up like during a particular T20 season or a particular T20 tournament. And they know that they are going to be playing half of the games at Eden Gardens, which is a slow pitch, and they have bowlers to counter those slow pitches. And they know that there are some other grounds as well where the pitches are going to be slow, like Chennai, like Delhi, like Jaipur, probably Bangalore as well. So, in comparison to, say, somewhere like Mumbai or Mohali or Dharamshala, where the pitches might be a little quicker. So they know what their strengths are. They know what their set plans are. And somebody like a Gautam Gambhir, who knows how to win this tournament, who's won this tournament before, I think it's a confident setup that the Kolkata Knight Riders have. I think they'll do well in this tournament as well.
Now, we've talked about some strengths there, Chetan, but what about any potential weaknesses that you can see?
I think they are a bit over-reliant on a couple of players. I think that is the main weakness. I mean, you need to have a certain balance in reliance on your players. Like, for example, they had Yusuf Pathan, who did not fire last season, and I thought that was a big blow to them. And then they had to look at other places to get in players. They dropped Brendan McCullum. They started bringing in Manvinder Bisla to bring in the firepower, because Yusuf Pathan was not firing at all. So their over-reliance on a couple of players, I think that is what hurts Kolkata a bit. Despite the fact that they are the champions, despite the fact that they're a very, very balanced side as such, and the players that I'm talking about are Sunil Narayan and somebody like a Jack Cullis. These two players are somebody they really, really rely on. Jack Cullis, we know he is... He's a rock in the middle order. He can bowl, he can bat, he can bat quickly, he can take wickets with his change of pace. You have Sunil Narayan, who just really, just chokes the batsman all around. So the point here is you cannot rely on these two players, but I think that is a lesson they have learned from last season. I think what you will see this year is a lot more change in strategy from Kolkata Knight Riders, a lot more balanced distribution of responsibility among their players. You will not see a Brendan McCullum get a chance, for six matches altogether, and then suddenly you have Manvinder Bisla playing the final of the IPL. That's not going to happen. I think they know their strategies. They'll have worked out, if a particular player doesn't fire, how you counter that. So you'll see a very balanced approach from Kolkata this year, I think.